This is Ozarks at Large. Thanks for spending part of your Friday with us. Along with several other outlets across the country, Ozarks at Large is participating in the Purple Project for Democracy. It's a nonpartisan campaign dedicated to the rediscovery and recommitment of democratic values and institutions. Throughout November, we're exploring civics, government, and public service. Today, Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda speaks with Jennifer Price, Director of Elections for Washington County, about absentee voting.
To vote absentee, you must call the county clerk's office or you can download an application online. And you have to fill that out every single year. So don't assume because you filled out an absentee ballot or request for one in 2018 that you're still signed up and you will always receive an absentee ballot. So going into 2020, if you're needing an absentee ballot, you need to submit an application come the 1st of January so that you can receive your absentee ballot for the March 3rd primary. So basically an absentee ballot is for someone who is unavoidably absent on election day, or they are in the military serving in the United States or even overseas, or if they are an overseas citizen, or if they're sick in a nursing home and can't make it to the polls. So there's a list of reasons, but those are the typical ones. You will fill out an application to apply for an absentee ballot. Then you will send that into the county clerk's office. They will then, when the paper ballots, the traditional paper ballots, absentee ballots are ready, they will mail you an absentee ballot, and then you will mail that back into the county clerk's office. Really important for absentee ballots is to follow all of the instructions on the absentee ballot. So there are a couple of places for voters to sign on that absentee ballot. If we do not have your signature on the voter statement that you return to us, we cannot count your ballot. And so it's very disheartening when we get absentee ballots back and they've done almost every single step correctly, but they've forgotten one thing. They didn't put their birthday down. They forgot to sign, then we're not able to count their ballot. And so we want to make sure that we have really clear instructions on how to fill out the absentee ballot. And the county clerk's office is wonderful. If you ever have any questions about filling out the voter statement, call and they will walk you through exactly what you need to do. But just make sure that we have your signature on there, your birthday, and also the address that you are registered in Washington County. A lot of times we received an absentee voter statement back and they will put that address that they're living at now, but we have to have the address that you are registered at in Washington County. And also you must return a copy of a photo ID. And there's the list. We also provide the list on the application and on the statement so you can see, oh, well, what is it that I need to make a copy of and send in? If you are unable to send in a copy of your photo ID, there is a statement on the voter statement that says, I'm unable to do that, but I am registered to vote and I am affirming that, and you can sign that and we will be able to count your ballot. So, but if you are military, overseas or in the United States, you do not have to return a form of ID.
When mailing in the absentee ballot, what's the deadline?
So there are two different deadlines. So if you are a resident of Washington County and you're just unavoidably absent, just a regular voter is what we call it, it has to be returned by election day. If you are an overseas citizen or in the military, you have 10 days after the election, so the Friday following the election or the Friday after, 2 weeks after, 10 days, is when you have to have your absentee ballot back to the county clerk's office. So overseas citizens and military get that extra time because if you're, you know, serving overseas in Iraq or in Turkey or wherever you might be, we allow you that time to get your ballot back to the United States and also for it to count. Military also are able to receive an emailed ballot. They're the only group of people currently for the state of Arkansas that can receive an emailed ballot, which means that we can get that ballot to that military personnel so much quicker, and then that gives them that extra time to get the ballot back to us.
So how early can I submit it? If I am unavoidably absent, let's say I know I'm going to have surgery and I will be in the, I'm expected to be in the hospital through the election. Could I go ahead and send it the week before I go into surgery so that I make sure that you have it?
Oh, absolutely. So the last day for the county clerk's office to mail out an absentee ballot is 7 days before the election. So if you know a month in advance, or let's say you know January 2nd, we're not open January 1st.
Sure.
So if you know January 2nd that I'm going to have surgery on March 3rd and I won't be able to come to the polling place, turn in your application. And so that way you're already on the list. And that's one less thing you have to think about. And so the ballot would be mailed to the address that you've requested, and then you would fill it out. We make available absentee ballots to the county clerk's office 45 days before the election. So that's when they start being mailed out. But you certainly can fill out the application January 2nd.
So in this hypothetical situation where I'm going to have surgery, if I get it to you early and you see that something's missing, I didn't sign, I didn't, you know, have, you don't have my date of birth, would you contact me?
So that's on, unfortunately, that's on the voter statement.
Okay.
And that's the voter statement that comes back to us with your ballot. And so at that point, the only recourse we have is to contact you after the fact to say your ballot didn't count for this reason. So that's why we want to make sure that when you are filling out that voter statement that you're returning with your ballot, that you follow the instructions. We've tried to make it as easy as we can and as clear as possible. Sign here, here's your birthday, here's where you put this information, and so that that doesn't happen.
That was Director of Elections for Washington County, Jennifer Price, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda as part of our civics education series. All this month, Ozarks at Large and other media outlets across the country are participating in the Purple Project for Democracy, an effort to explore and explain civics and government. You can find out more at purplefordemocracy.org.